At the beginning of Parshat Yisro, Torah tells us, Vayishma Yisro, Choin Midian, Chosin Moshe, Eskol Asher Asah Elokim L'Moshe L'Yisrael Amo. And he goes together with Tzipora and her two sons. Vayavo Yisrael Chosei Moshe Banavishto El Moshe. He comes to Moshe. And Rashi, quoting Chazal, asks what has become a famous question: Mashmu Hashama Uba. What did he hear that he came? What exactly was it that caused Yisrael to come and join together with Bnei Yisrael? And Rashi quotes the Mechilta and the Gemara in Zvachim, which basically say the same thing, except for one difference. You see, if you look in the Gemara or in the Mechilta, you'll see there's the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua that Yisro heard about Milchemes Amalek. And there's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that Yisro heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. So whom does Rashi quote? Mashmu Hashama Uba, Kriyas Yamsuf, Milchemes Amalek. In the Gemara, everyone gives one opinion, one idea. And Rashi says two things. Rabbi Avraham Tversky, famous psychiatrist and Talmud Chacham, has an interesting observation. He claims that in a certain sense Rashi is a third opinion. Rashi is saying that what caused Yisro to come was a combination of two things. First, Kriyas Yamsuf, and that wasn't enough. But then Milchemes Amalek, and that made the difference. What was this strange or this unusual combination of events? Right after Kriyas Yamsuf, the Torah tells us that in the Shir Shalya, Moshe Rabbeinu, together with Bnei Yisrael, Shomu Amim Yegazun, Chil Achaz Yoshvei Palashas, all the nations of the world are terrified, are trembling, because they recognize the power of the Ribbono Shel Olam. They finally recognized what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about. They all heard about Kriyat Yamsuf. They realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And Yisrael says, if that's the case, I'm fine to stay where I am. We know from the Midrashim that Yisrael had long ago stopped being Ovid Avodah Zarah. That's why his daughters were ostracized. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, years earlier, had to come and save them. So now he says, I can live in peace. Everybody finally recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. They've seen. They've seen it with their own eyes. Everything's fine. And a short time later, Amalek comes along. And despite everything that everybody sees, Amalek comes and attacks Bnei Yisrael. It's all mikra, it's all coincidence. Boom! Everything about Shomu, Amim, Yegozen, Chilach, Azrashay, Palashas, finished. Nah, it doesn't matter what we saw. God doesn't really run the world. And when Yisro saw that that happened, he says, I can't stay here. Living amongst the nations of the world, they don't even understand what's right, staring them straight in front of their eyes. I have to go and join the people that when they see the truth, they acknowledge the truth. Not people who see the truth and just totally ignore what's right there. Mashmur Shama Uba, Kriyas Yamsuf, and it could still be a Muhammad Amalek. Time to go join with Moshe Rabbeinu. Last week's parsha, in the Shir Shel Yam, towards the beginning, a famous pasuk, Zeke Livan Veyu. The pasuk Zeke Livan Veyu almost implies that they're pointing to something. Chazal tell us that there was such of a hitgalut of the Ribono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, revealed himself. His presence was so blatant that you could actually point to it and say, Zeh Keli Van Veyu. And Chazal tell us, and Rashi quotes the Medrash, B'chvodo nigla aleihem v'hayumarin oto be'etzpads, as if they're pointing with the finger. Ra'ata shivcha layam asher lo ro'u neviim. Medrash says, even Yecheskel ben Buzi, if you know the beginning of Sefer Yecheskel, and he sees the Maisa Merkava and the skies open up. We don't know what it's talking about over there, but it must have been very impressive. He says, what the Shivcha on the Yam saw, what a Shivcha, plain Shivcha on the Yam saw, she saw more visions, greater visions, than Yecheskel and all the Nevi'im. So comes along Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and he asks, the Shivcha saw so much, greater than all than so many of the Nevi'im. Why is she still a Shivcha? Why doesn't she become a Nevi'ah? And the answers, so unfortunate but so true. You can see it, but if you don't internalize it, doesn't leave a lasting impression. They saw what Yecheskel and Navi didn't see. But Yecheskel sees it. Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo. And they say, pretty cool. What's next? There's a story that's told. An Israeli cab driver story. You know how these stories go. So there's this relatively speaking young Chiloni, at least appears to be Chiloni, Israeli cab driver. The passenger, somebody who looks religious. Dati, Charedi, I don't know how the story goes. Something like that. So it's a bit of a cab ride. So the cab driver tells the passenger, I have a story to tell you. You're going to like this story. Okay. So what's the story? He and his friend had finished the army. When you finish the army here in Eretz Yisrael, you go off for a few months to as far away as you can go. You go off to India, go off to South America, you go off to who knows where. See, and his friend, they're somewhere in the forest, the jungles, of, I don't know where, maybe it was South America. And they're camping out. They're camping out in a tent. And they go to sleep one night, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, he hears his friend gasping, and I'm like, kicking him. He wakes up, and he's startled. This huge snake had slithered into the tent and wrapped itself around his tent mate and was squeezing the last bit of air out of him, about to kill him. And his friend didn't know what to do. And he's frozen. And the seconds, which seemed like eternity, are just ticking away. And he's gasping. His friend was also healed. He didn't know what to do. But there's one thing that he remembered. He remembered once learning about Shema Yisrael. So with his last breath, the friend said, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. And all of a sudden, the snake begins to unravel itself and slithers outside and goes away. This is the story the cab driver tells. And he turns to his passenger and he says, and my friend was like so amazed by this that he became a chozer b'tshuva. And he's tati just like you. So the passenger turns to him and says, that's amazing. He says, but what about you? Cab driver said, me? Snake wasn't on me. What does that have to do with me? Two people see the same event. One internalizes the message, and one doesn't.